نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In today's majlis, I will bring a few points raised by our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Qamar Zaman Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, in his majlis this morning after Ishraq. Normally he has his morning majlis. So I will bring some points from there also, and also one, two points from our Shaykh Hazrat Mufti Aslam Sahib's majlis which he has on a Sunday in Toronto in Canada. So I'll just bring a few points inshallah, and Allah make it beneficial for us inshallah. Both of them apparently are reading from the Malfuzat of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat, he quoted the Wahidullah fa inna at-tawhid ra'su ta'at, the statement that we should adhere to tawhid, because that is the asas and the foundation of all ibadat is tawhid. Without tawhid, nothing will be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. For anything to be accepted by Allah Ta'ala, the clause is wa huwa mu'min. You have to have iman. When a person has iman, then Allah Ta'ala is going to accept it. And then he said that apne risala qulubul mu'min qulubul iman mein hakeemul ummat ne bahut maarifat ki baat sunayi hai. That Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali in his kitab, yes, speaking about Tawheed, he says something that was very beneficial. And that there are two meanings to Tawheed, two aspects related to Tawheed. The first aspect being, La ma'abuda illallah. There's no ma'abud except for Allah Ta'ala. The only person that is worthy of worship is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't attribute any partners to Allah ta'ala. Sanat. And we have to make nafi of ghayrullah. That's why when we say la ilaha illallah, we are making nafi of everything. And when we say illallah, it's only Allah. That's it. Khalas. That's tawheed. Make nafi of everybody, everything besides Allah. La ilaha illallah. Only Allah is worthy of worship. Nobody is worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, we are muwahideen. Anbiya were muwahideen. They came with tawheed. And that is the asas of the Quran Sharif also. The Quran Sharif, in different ways, Allah ta'ala is promoting tawheed in the Quran, giving different examples to promote tawheed also. You see? And we even know that this magnificent creation of Allah Ta'ala, the way it is functioning, that not one day you will see that two parties had an argument that today we're going to be selling rain or we're not going to be sending rain. Or two parties had an argument that the sun will rise today, the sun won't rise today. That we saw any argument in the way Allah's Nizam has been functioning. No. It has been functioning with precision. That means there's only one person making all the decisions. And that is Allah Ta'ala. It's His decision. He makes the final decision to everything. He's the only person that makes decisions. So the fact that the whole universe is running so smoothly, that itself is indicative of the fact that there's only one Khuda. That's Allah Ta'ala. And He's only worthy of worship. Hazrat says that as a young person, I used to go and sit in the sohbat of Hakim Uthmani. Purane aadmi the, ek Hakim sahab the, Hakim Uthmani, unki sohbat mein baitha karta tha, Hazrat farmate. Ek aurat aayi thi, one woman came. Asa, and in dehati zuban mein wo kehne lagi Hakim sahab se, Hakim sahab, hum kya achcha karna, do something good. So Hakim sahab told her, la tushrik billah, don't make shirk with Allah. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Verily, shirk is a very big crime. In Allah, la yaghfiru yushraka. Allah will never forgive if shirk is made for him, with him, partners with Allah Ta'ala. In his zat and his sifat and muhtassa, those sifat that are specific only for Allah Ta'ala, you can't have any partner. So Allah, for example, Allah's razaqiyat, that is a sifat that's only khas for Allah Ta'ala. You can't call anybody razaq. You can say Abdul Razaq, but you can't call him razaq. Because sifat de rizq, razaqiyat, is a rizq is only from Allah Ta'ala. Nobody else going to give rizq besides Allah Ta'ala. So when they say razaq bai, that's wrong that. You can't call him razaq. Only Allah is razaq. You can say Abdul Razaq. That is correct. And razaq alone, incorrect. Abstain from saying that. So, then he said, in la tushrik billah, inna shirka la zulmun azim. Making shirk with Allah Ta'ala, that's a very, very, very great crime. Here Hazrat farmate, shirk ko Allah Ta'ala kabhi na maaf nahi farmayenge. Allah Ta'ala will never forgive shirk. Jiski wafat is par hui, jannat uske liye haram qarar diya jayega. If a person dies on shirk, he'll never enter into jannat. He will stay in Jahannam forever and ever and ever and ever. Allah Ta'ala save us.
Amen.
He says it is conditional for the pakizgi and the cleanliness of the nufus, that the nafs and the heart must be clean of shirk. If we want tazkiyatun nafs to take place, then the heart must be cleaned of shirk. No shirk. Only one focus, Allah Ta'ala. When the Allah Ta'ala is in front of a person, and ghayrullah, we have made nafi of it, that opens up the avenues now for tazkiyatun nafs. Then only will tazkiyatun nafs take place. Otherwise, tazkiyatun nafs can't take place. And once the shirk has been removed, then Hazrat says, ab kamil paaki naseeb hogi. You'll become clean. Allah will clean your heart. 100%. That's why a person, the day he read his shahada, al-Islamu yahdimu ma kana qablahu. Once he reads his kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Whatever he done to that point of his life, everything is finished, is wiped out. He's like a newborn baby. Just like how a person, when he goes for Hajj and he comes back, Raja'aka yawmin waladatu ummu. It's like his mother has given birth to him. All his sins got washed away in Arafat. He came back like a newborn baby. In the same way, al-hijratu tahdimu ma kana qabla. When a person makes hijrat also, he has to leave his house for Allah's sake to go to another place. Or he becomes a refugee, he's driven out of his house. Then for that also, Allah forgives him all his sins. He becomes like a newborn baby. So, Hazrat says that kamil paaki us waqt naseeb hogi, that once shirk has been removed and only khalis tawheed remains in the heart. Hazrat says sadiyon se hum musalman hai lekin ab tak khalis tawheed nahi aayi, sahi tawheed nahi aayi. We are so long, from so many years we are Muslims, but pure tawheed hasn't come in still. Pure tawheed, khalis tawheed nahi aayi. Says Hazrat us par bahut bigadte the, Shah Wasiullah rahmatullah, bahut bigadte the. Abhi khalis tawheed nahi hai. Sahib ji, he says jo log iman rakhte hain wo shirk ke sath makhlooq, shirk ko iman ke sath makhloot nahi karte. If you have iman, you have khalis iman. You can't mix it with shirk. And if a person has khalis iman, then tazkiyatun nafs will take place, and together with that, uske liye aman hai. Allah will grant him safety also. Wahi sahi raaste par bhi chalenge, and he'll go on the correct path and the correct road. Then he makes this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad. Oh Allah, give me such an iman that afterwards I don't go back. I don't become murtad. I've left that zulumat. You've brought me to nur. Oh Allah, don't ever take me back into the zulumat. وَيَقِينًا لَيْسَ بَعْدَهَا كُفْرٌ. And Allah, you give me such a yaqeen that I never ever go after that towards kufr. So Hazrat, in his Mukhtasar Majlis, he said, جب بندہ اللہ کے لئے پستی اور محبت اختیار کرتا ہے تو اس کے عامال خالص ہو جاتے ہیں. When a person lowers himself for Allah Ta'ala and he has muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala, he purifies his amal also. Purifies his amal. You see? And on the other hand, jab nafs par shirk asarat ho, the effects on shirk, on the nafs, agar wo tari ho jaye, to fir shirk ki khaslatein nafs par musallat hoti hai. Then the effect and the characteristics of shirk, you will find it on the person. For example, hypocrisy, all this kind, when he speaks, makes promises, he breaks his promises. These are all characteristics of hypocrisy. Samajh baat hai? Aur fir ghair ki taraf tawajjuh ho jati hai. That's also a sign of hypocrisy. Instead of focusing to Allah, now he's focusing to ghairullah. You see? Who can remove all our problems? Only Allah Ta'ala. Now instead of turning to Allah Ta'ala, who is Mushkil Kusha, is Allah Ta'ala. Mushkil Kusha is Allah. Nobody else is Mushkil Kusha. Only Allah is Mushkil Kusha. Now instead of turning to Allah Ta'ala to remove problems, he's turning to Ghairullah to remove problems. Is that not a element, a slight shaib of shirk? With Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah bachaye. And fear, once he turns away from Allah Ta'ala, fear Allah ka naam tak nahi leta. To solve the problems, he never turns to Allah to solve the problem. He turns to everybody else besides Allah to solve the problem. That is why, tawheed ke baghair, without tawheed, nafs ka tazkiya nahi ho sakta. You can't make tazkiya of the nafs. Inna lillahi deenul khalis. For Allah Ta'ala, he wants pure deen, pure. You see? So that is one of the points that is brought under tawheed. And what is the point? That la ma'abuda illallah. And the second point Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Ali mentions is la maqsooda illallah. One is la ma'abuda illallah. There is no worthy of worship besides Allah Ta'ala, and there's no objective besides Allah Ta'ala. Our objective is only the rida of Allah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not here to show off to anybody. Like showing off, it's like yahuwah. You get two types of shirk. One you get is shirk jali, where a person associates partners with Allah Ta'ala. And the second type of shirk is shirk khafi. So he's not associating partners for Allah Ta'ala, but he's showing off riya to other people. So I bad. And Hazrat says, inna riya yasir shirk. A little bit of riya also is shirk with Allah. Showing off. Why you want to show off? Do for Allah Ta'ala. Why you want to do to show off to people? What the people going to give you? So Allah save us from that. Riya ya shirk asar. Showing off, it is an effect of shirk. Today after asar, the alim read from the kitab that if a person done for ghairullah on the day of qiyamah, when it comes for hisab time now, and we done na'udhu billah action for ghairullah, then Allah will say, don't come to me for any jaza. For that, you go to that person for who you done. He must give you the jaza. No jaza by me. Lihada, koi bhi kaam kare, tawheed khalis. Allah says, Hazrat says, give us tawheed khalis. Allah give us tawheed khalis and save us from shirk jali also, and she save us from shirk khafi as well. Allah save us from all this year. And you know, even dua also. They say, which dua is accepted by Allah Ta'ala? That dua bi zahril ghaib. You don't make a dua for a person on his face. You make a dua for a person in his absence. When he's not there, you make dua for him. Now, you make dua for a person, normally when person they make dua, then we give him dua. No, this person said made dua, but in his absence you made dua for him. That dua is readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Because that dua is built on ikhlas. That dua is built on ikhlas. So that's why bizahril ghaib, the dua that is made bizahril ghaib, that is built. That is readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And also, this is all extras I'm adding from my side. Nawafil, where we should perform our nawafil. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he performed his nawafil. Did he perform it in the masjid or did he perform it at home? He performed his nawafil at home. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam only read farz namaz in the masjid. He never read nawafil in the masjid. He read nawafil at home. Because in the masjid, there is a possibility of riya taking place. People will see me, how I'm reading namaz, and then they may consider me to be a very pious person. They start making my ikram, my ihtiram. Now, if you're doing it for that reason, then that's nonsense. You understand? Sunnahs, nawafil must be read at home. Why? You're creating a good environment at home, number one. Number two is barakat will come into your house. Number three, your children will see you reading at home and they will look at you, they learn from you. So all that will take place at home. And number four is the wife is not going to congratulate you and pat you on your back and say, aapne kuch kamal hasil kar diya. She's going to tell you, you're a failure. Certainly, that's what she's going to tell you. She's not going to tell you that you have accomplished this and that. So Allah Ta'ala knows that. Ya illa mashallah, some wives mashallah. But general, this is a general trend. So your wife is not going to tell you if you're getting up for tajud, you pious, or you are doing this, you pious. Your wife is coming, you have okay, hegi nahi hai baat. So you are safe from that. You are safe from that. So, hai baji. Yeah, she's not going to make your ikram because you are a pious tahajjud guzar, or you are reading, doing so much nawafil ibadat. Nothing like that's going to happen at home. So therefore, do your ibadat at home, your nawafil. Now, in today's times, however, the students, everybody has to read it here in the masjid. Because I don't trust you to go out and read it. So your place to read it is in the masjid. You have to read it here so we can check that you are reading your sunnahs. But once you have graduated and you're in the public domain, then obviously you must read some sunnahs in the masjid. Otherwise people will even say, what kind Maulana not reading sunnahs? They won't make husnazan. Maulana may be reading it at home. They won't make ustazan. So also you have to save yourself from badgumani also. So you have to save yourself from that. And you must read few sunnats in the masjid, but don't read all in the masjid. Keep some of it left and go read it at home. That is in the event when you know when you're going to go home there, then there's not noise and all that happening too much. Otherwise you think you're going to read, end up reading at home, then you don't end up reading it at home. So this is where you have ghalib guman that you are going to read it at home, then don't read it in the masjid, go read the sunnahs at home. That is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there's more ikhlas in that. And after we do good deeds, they don't talk about it. When I was leaving, I was graduating and I was leaving from Falai Dareen, so I went to one of my ustaz, Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Sahib rahimahullah. So he was giving parting nasihat. Jaane ke waqt, vidai nasihat. Farma rahe the. To Hazur farma rahe the, ke neki karo aur darya mein daal do. That was his parting nasihat. Parting nasihat, he says, do good deeds and throw it in the ocean. Don't talk about it. You've done for Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, he is keeping hisab of everything. Yes, you make izhar of some good deed that you have done for ibrat, others can learn also. Then that is good. Or you saying it tashakkuran, making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, that is good. Otherwise, don't speak about it. You've done something good, keep quiet. You've done it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you understand that? And certain amal also, nobody must know about it. You must do certain good deeds. You mustn't tell anyone you've done that. You know that? That you got that few good deeds you have done. Don't mention it to anyone. So this few good deeds I have done. That you've done solely for Allah Ta'ala. You'll understand? So neki karo aur darya mein daal do. So that's what Hazrat's gist of his majlis was this morning. Then I also heard Hazrat Mufti Aslam Sahab reading from the Malfuzat of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali. I will just share two Malfuz that Hazrat has read. It was a long madis, about nearly an hour, but I'll just share two Malfuz of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali. He says that there was one person, he used to have muhabbat for Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Bohat muhabbat rakhte the. Hadaya bhi khub pesh karte the Hazrat ko. Giving a lot of gifts also. He says, Hazrat, I have a lot of love for you. Aur muhabbat ka izhar karte the, hadaya pesh karte the. Ek din, wo tarka ka masla aya. Case of miras. So he sent a question to Maulana Thani Rahmatullah. Now obviously, miras now, there's a set of rules, and the distribution has to take place in accordance with the laws of miras. You see? So in the answer, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali ne likh diya hai ke tarke mein tumhara koi hissa nahi hai. In this distribution here, you're not going to get any share from the distribution. You see? Now you can't change the masla. The masla is the masla. So ab ye aadmi kehne laga ki itna zamana khidmat karte hue, samajh mein aaya kya ho gaya? I've been making your khidmat for such a long time. What did you do? Ab hamare kaam ka waqt aaya to hamare khilaf masla bata diya. Now when it's time for you to help me, you giving the masla not in my favor, you giving the masla in sahibat that I'm not going to get nothing. Aap zara insaf kijiye. I was good to you all this time. I was sending gifts to your house. Why are you not being just? Why are you passing judgment like this here? You should pass judgment in my favor. So Hazrat says that from here we can learn. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali used to say that we must make ihtiyat. If some person new comes to you and is giving you hadiah for the first time, hadiah qubul mat karna. First time he's coming to you, you don't know this person. You never check him out. Is he mukhlis or is not mukhlis? If this person was mukhlis, I said, he wouldn't have said something like this. He said, because I was favoring you with hadaya, why are you not passing judgment in my favor? Malum hua hai ke is paas ikhlas nahi tha. He was making khidmat without ikhlas. No ikhlas. You see? So, therefore, pehle jaanch liya karo. First you must test the person. Is he mukhlis or is not mukhlis? Then only you must deal with him according to that. Don't just accept hadaya from anybody. You don't know that person and he's giving you hadaya. What is giving you hadaya for? For what reason? Samajh mein aayi baat? So therefore, must make ihtiyat. Ihtiyat is important. Then Hazrat says, a second malfuz of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali. He says, aaj kal har shakhs rai dahinde. Today, everyone wants to give his opinion. Anything, so Maulana, my rai, my view. This is my view. Rai dahinde. Khud kuch to karte nahi. The fellow doesn't know nothing himself, but he wants to give his opinion. So, lekin dusre shakhs ko rai dete hain, khud karne ke waqt jo hai, wo muh chupa lete hain. But when it comes time to do the job, then you can't find him. He runs away. But just now he had so much to say. He was giving so much of his opinions and his view and all that. But when it came to the push time for get the job done, Abu Nazar hi ne aate. Now he ran away. Rai dena bahut aasan hai. To give opinions is so easy. Samajh mein aaye baji? So Hazrat says, lihaza jab koi mujhko rai deta hai, to main muwafaqat karke tariqa-e-amal batlata hoon. But when the person gives opinion, then I accept his opinion, then I tell him what amal he needs to make. So I involve him in making amal. Samajh mein aaye baat ye? Ke unko bhi kuch karna pade. that he also has to do something. Otherwise, everybody just wants to give their opinion, but nobody wants to do the work. So no. If you gave your opinion, now let's involve you in the work also. You see, Ahlullah, how sharp they are. You see? Then he says, once we involve them in the work, fir sab kuch khatam ho jata. Fellow ran away, now he doesn't want to get the job done. He doesn't want to do the work. So therefore, at the end of the day, it is very important for us to create ikhlas in whatever we do for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Even if it's a little bit, but do it for Allah Ta'ala. Not for showing off, not for pomp, not for riya, not for sum'ah, fame, name, all those things. Allah save us from all that. So that whatever we do, only keep Allah Ta'ala in front of us. La ma'abuda illallah, wa la maqsuda illallah. May Allah grant all of us khalis tawheed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us his. Understand that? Make us his barguzida bandas. His beloved servants. Beloved servants of Allah Ta'ala. That whatever we do, even if it's a little bit. And if we do something for Allah Ta'ala, Allah will give taraqqi also. Allah Ta'ala will advance it. Allah Ta'ala will grow it. Allah Ta'ala will accept it. And na'udhu billah, if a person doesn't have proper intentions or he's doing it for ulterior motivation, whatever little bit he's doing also, then in the end it will carry on for a short while, but there will be no taraqqi and growth. Eventually it will fizzle and die. So Allah save us from that also. Allah Ta'ala take work from all of us with ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.